Achanwer, the mother of eight, including the girl whose eyes were damaged, accompanied her daughter to Juba. She told reporters at Juba International Airport that she is yet to come to terms with what happened to her daughter.
I am thankful to the government for standing with me about the situation of my child who has been hurt by her father. What my husband has done has deeply hurt me. Had I not left for my father's house, he would have killed me. Because initially it was me that had a problem with him. And the authorities in my area advised me to leave the home and go to my father's house and stay there for at least 6 months so that he could come down. If I knew such thing would have happened to my daughter, I would have not listened to the government and left my children alone. I have 8 children with him, and I have never done anything wrong to him.
Police spokesperson Major General Daniel Justin assured South Sudanese that police will do everything to bring the accused to book. General Justin asked South Sudanese to report cases of gender-based violence to the authorities, adding that the appropriate action will be taken against the father of the girl, who is also a police officer.
We need people to report early to police because we have a unit for special protection of girls, especially victims like this one. If it were not for those of Sister Sarah Joy coming in to help the mother, she would have died there in the village and no one would have bothered. What is the bad thing that she did to get such a punishment?
No one will bother.
Agany Kwet Ashwil, who is currently under detention in Tonj East County, shared a video on social media justifying his action.
It is good for you, the public, to listen to my voice as well, because up to now no one has talked to me so that they understand exactly what happened. People just take information from outside, and such information that is gotten outside, anybody can add their own onto it. Now you listen to me because I am a concerned person. This girl that said her eyes have been gouged is my daughter. Her name is Akwet Agany. She is my second-born daughter. Now listen to what angered me to do such a thing. Akwet started her crimes in 2021 on June 22nd, when she started to join a crew or this group called gangs. From there, she eloped with a man and she was a very young child of 13 years old. This was the first thing that made the public wonder how such a thing could happen. But I forgave her and followed her case with calm and freed her from prison and the young man who committed the crime with her.
Matthew Mathiang, a leader of Randall community in Tonj County, where the incident occurred, says the misunderstanding between Ashwil and his daughter sparked a national outrage.
As a father, you're supposed to seek the law first, or report to your brothers first, such that things like this will not happen. I give thanks to the media and NGOs for helping us, and also you have received us in Juba, and also the government for calling on the father to be brought to a court of law, such that things like this will not happen again. I am taking the girl up to Egypt for treatment, and everyone should support me and the government such that the girl will be alive.
If convicted, the suspect could spend up to 7 years behind bars. Article 237 of the South Sudan's Penal Code states that whoever voluntarily causes a serious hurt upon conviction shall be sentenced to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 7 years and may also be liable to a fine. For VOA News, I am Roskeji Benjamin in Juba.